Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And we are back here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680, 105.7, hanging out with you here this morning as we are over here at Neil Huffman Mazda Volkswagen Subaru. Don't let the car troubles put a damper on your thunder over Louisville Fund. Neil Huffman, Service Director Chris Carr, he's just announced a limited time $49.95 full synthetic oil change and tire rotation special. Now, you got to mention us. It expires here on the 30th in 10 days, but a $49.95 full synthetic oil change and tire rotation, that's in addition to all the great offers they've got right now over here, including right now, you've got some amazing financing offers, 0% financing on a Volkswagen, on a Tiguan.
Tiguan.
I don't know. Textline's trying to correct me on that.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe okay. They're right. 1.9% on the Jetta, Atlas Cross Sport. Offer expires April 30th, so I got to see the website for more details. Go to neilhuffman.com. So we're over here. We will, I think at the end of the show, we will replay the Jeff Brohm interview from yesterday. I mean,
yeah.
I think we can probably come up with good content, but the coach for a half hour on the day of the spring game, I'd say that's...
It was a really good conversation, and just having coach come in, sit down, be relaxed, and chatting with us, that's what Louisville fans want
to
hear.
That needs to be a promo, boys and girls.
Yeah.
That's what you do to image the station, so that's what you... We need to do that.
Totally. Totally.
Yeah, when you hear it. Jeff Brohm is here in studio, quick comment, boom, there we go.
So you're going to have a big weekend, man.
Well, you've changed my plans here. I mean, I almost kissed Mark Blankenbaker in the break because I was looking at the tickets he sent, and it says general admission, but I'm thinking the only place they generally refer to general admission is the sandbar. Is right by the stage.
Well, that's what the email that we got said. It was like, I got previously was right. That, yeah, you're
holding out on them. And there's a VIP party tonight?
Well, I didn't know about that till late last night, and I was inebriated.
Yeah, well, so, I wouldn't have made it. You know, I'd just been working on it a little bit earlier this morning. That's about it.
Yeah, so you might as well get down there. I mean, I know that that's a big mm-hmm. deal. They're going to have other concerts. Go meet our Blue Chair Bay.
Blue Chair Bay.
Blue Chair Bay representatives.
Loud. Yes, and Blue Chair Bay rum.
And a massive thanks to our friends over there at RNDC that are just been tremendous through all this.
Michael
Columbus at Blind Squirrel. David Wildey, the Cincinnati
Wildey.
Bengals helmet
that's still
giver.
One of that's up at Vinny's place.
It's been a group effort, but it's all been for you, Dina. All been for you. So I hope you get down there and really enjoy it.
This run can't continue, but I'm going to ride this wave as long as possibly can.
The only bummer about yesterday is I was driving to Keeneland, my good friend Matt Blumhart, and a massive rock hits the windshield.
Oh, yeah. Mike and Bear, we need some advice here.
And I know, so I live in Indiana, okay? So that's part of
Who's
it.
Who's your pride?
But it happened in Kentucky, right? And it's a Tesla. So is there a different Tesla glass? Because,
if anybody breaks through, if windshield gets broken, it's free. Right? I mean, it's like
I would assume.
Yeah, I don't even know if that's even insurance. I think maybe the state might
it's
even
like
pay
a law
that
or something.
Yeah, I know it's happened to me once or twice, and I know it's like you don't have to worry about paying for that.
This was like
safety issues.
This wasn't like a chip. This is like a massive rock drilled the windshield. You could see it. It almost looks like a bullet. Like a bullet went into the car. Like it was a big deal. So I got to get it fixed. Obviously, I'm not going to drive around like that for very long. But yeah, whatever tips you have on getting Tesla windshields.
Yeah, because since you've got a Tesla, I don't know if it's some fancy.
I have no idea. So the text line could help me out on that.
Yeah.
Or steer me astray. I mean,
Well, they will attempt to do that, but I think you can generally tell when it sounds like somebody's actually trying to be nice.
Right, exactly.
Which is rare on the text line, as we know.
And plus, if there's any auto glass dealers that want to reach out.
Well, I think they'll fix it. A lot of them will fix it while you're at work. Like, they'll come to you, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I would be
particularly
down for that.
One that, you know, would want to show up this morning and fix it before you leave here.
Yeah. Yeah, and it looks like the rain's out of here.
If only we were at some place where anybody knew anything about automobiles.
Well, I'm going to go talk to him at the break over here and ask him if he's got any experience with that. I know they don't obviously deal in Teslas. It's Mazda and Volkswagen and Subaru over here on the Dixie where Keith Pointer bought his first car. But no, like that's the problem. Like I really wanted to buy like an Acura from Arthur Galitsky, you know, but the electric Acura wasn't out yet. It's out now. Because this would be something I would just go to Arthur for.
Yeah. By the way, it says glass is free if you have insurance. That's why it's easy to tell that the car with the trash bag over it is uninsured.
Yes. Oh. We have insurance, so we'll get it taken care of.
Yeah.
But I still don't know if I can go to any old place or do I have to go to the Tesla thing. I don't know.
No, it's Safe Flight Repair, Safe Flight Replace, right? You've heard the commercial.
Yeah, okay. Then they'll do it. Okay.
Yeah, the only question is your fancy... Or big wheel that you got. I have the Acura, Neil Huffman, the Acura at Oxmoor. This is where I bought two straight vehicles at Huffman dealerships, and that's where we would advise you. And so we're still working on what Max Diener's car situation is going to be. So who knows? We'll get to you. A story to talk about is, I mean, Kenny Payne is going to be on staff at obviously at Arkansas. That was announced yesterday. Did we get dollar figures?
For Kenny?
Yeah.
I did not see anything like that. Typically, you don't really see that, but...
Yeah, you do.
For assistant coaches?
Yeah, they always... I mean, it's all...
Dammel has that normally? Or?
Well, I mean, it's open records. I mean, it's going to be anyway.
I mean, sure. So. I mean, we can obviously open records request it once it's signed and in the system. I just kind of... Like, he's going to get paid by us and them?
That's the only... I could easily defend the buyout. That's the market, all right? Like, the market... has ridiculous buyouts. I think it is open to say, why was there not something to, like, whatever he makes there offsets what we owe
him.
I don't think that's never done these negotiations, but I wouldn't think that would be much to ask on this side. Like, hey, if it doesn't work after 2 years, you're going to get, well, it was $8 million, but, you know, they met in the middle from
7.7.
Yeah, $7 million, which actually saved some money, you know, saved about $800,000 on that, but whatever. But it seems to me, if you're the agent for Kenny Payne, I don't know what you're giving up for your client by saying, well, if you fire him, you know, the guy's still going to be making $7 or $8 million over that course of time. He may just have to work for it.
He's going to actually have to, so that's the thing that really kind of bothers me about the whole thing. You know, he was awful. His staff was terrible.
Yeah.
So to get, you know, money to leave, that's the way of the world. But to not have it offset, to not have Petrino's contract offset at, even if it was at Missouri State, which I know he didn't make a lot of money at Missouri State, but he did make some money. Yeah. It would have saved us some money to do that.
He's not good at coaching, and he's making a lot of money.
A lot of money.
He's not any good at it.
No.
He's lazy.
No.
Laziness around this program under him is so offensive.
And who else has been hired? I mean, other than Kenny Payne, has Danny Manning been hired? Has Josh Jamison?
No.
Nolan Smith been hired?
No.
No. They're not going to get hired. They've ruined their entire reputations here. They did. And you know, you talked about Penny Boone not doing himself any favors by putting out that video. Like, Nolan Smith's family did not do him any favors on Twitter and social media and other different places. I mean, they played a huge role in the ruining of him. And it's their fault. I mean, they were mean and nasty to a lot of our fans publicly.
Karma.
Yeah, kind of weird.
Insane. It's just frustrating to know good coaches out there, especially like, you know, hardworking assistants and people like that, and you see Kenny Payne get rewarded for doing a terrible job.
Oh, yeah.
a lazy job. I'm more offended at the laziness than the lack of skill level.
I agree. I agree with that as well. And, you know, it's the lack of recruiting. I mean, the lack of trying, the lack of understanding, the you know, just wrapping your head around. For a guy who played here,
yeah,
that's what just doesn't make any damn sense.
No, it doesn't.
So, you know, so maybe he was a double agent. Maybe he was a Manchurian candidate.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, that theory's got a lot more legs than it used to.
I've believed it for a while.
I know. I know you have. I know you have, and... it's not the worst theory I've ever heard these days.
Why didn't Purvis Ellison bring any players down here? Kenny Payne was his roommate. All right, this is a big conspiracy. This is a giant
feels that way.
Feels like a giant conspiracy.
Feels that way.
And that's why we're looking at Ali Khalifa with a side eye.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. See what you've done now? We can't even trust Pat Kelsey's recruits.
That's right.
Or at least we're questioning it. We're looking at him going, I don't know about this cat.
So in Europe, in World War II, whenever pilots would land.
Where are we going with this?
Whenever pilots would land, and they were like the like Dutch people or wherever they landed, French people, they had ways of trying to figure out which side they were on. Because they would always say, if they landed in Germany, that they were German, or if they were landed in France, that they were American or British, right? So they had ways of like interrogating these people and like asking them, you know, who's your favorite baseball player? You know, where does he play? Where was he? You know, they ask like common knowledge things that Americans would know, or same thing in Germany. We need these questions. All right. We need to know who's on our side. Okay. You know, what go cards, beat who? Go cards beat
Purdue.
Beat Purdue.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, finish the sentence. I need to know which side you're on. Need you to know, like, are you a Louisville fan or are you with Louisville? You need to – I'm looking at Ali Khalifa weird.
I am, too. I'm glad it wasn't just me.
He needs to prove his loyalty.
Dexter says, I guess maybe Mark Pope was talking to Kenny to come back to Kentucky, but Arkansas told him whatever Kentucky paid, they would add more, believe it or not. I believe that to be true. I was told that by someone else near
BYU?
To the show.
Yeah.
No. Oh. That Pope talking to Kenny Payne about coming back.
Oh, okay.
To you.
Gotcha.
More Mitch probably than that. But then we got all kinds of advice on your glass. Texas says, dude, we got robbed by that guy. He stole money. Texas says KP was the fourth highest paid coach in the ACC at the time of his hiring. Whew, that's malpractice. It says for her to pay him that high of a salary. You know, at that time, I thought that was what the job should pay.
$3.5 million isn't that much at Louisville basketball.
What the job should pay if the guy's good.
It's not that much at Louisville basketball. And Pat Kelsey's salary is not that much for
Pat Kelsey's
program either.
And Pat wins, they're going to rip that contract up.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I mean,
no, in your job, if you're Scott Satterfield at Louisville when you're here, or Chris Mack, or now Pat Kelsey, or even Kenny Payne, your job is to get a raise and an extension. If you are going to Josh Hurd and you're Scott Satterfield and you're saying, I want a raise and an extension, and you haven't earned it, well, then that's how you go to Cincinnati. You know, like, you have to earn the raise and extension. And it is offensive that Kenny Payne was making only $3.5 million for me and never earned a raise. Pat Kelsey is going to earn his raise. By the time he leaves here, he's probably going to make $6, $7, $8 million bucks a year. And he will earn it when it happens, because he makes the NCAA tournament, because we go to the second round of the second weekend of the NCAA tournament, because we're winning conference championships. That's how you get there as the Louisville basketball coach or football coach.
Yeah.
You earn your raises.
Yes, and it was not done around here, man.
Not for a while.
Oh, boy. All right, we'll let you hop on in. I'll get to this. See if we can get some more text here as well. What else you got in your sheet of lies there? This one text says, I'm shocked that blank actually thinks that it was a rock that is windshield and not a BBN bullet.
We weren't even, like, out of Shelby County. You know, we were in Shelby County still. Like, it wasn't like we were on Versailles Road or something. Like, if it came off Coolmore.
Those sleeper cells, man.
Those
I don't
Coolmore
know.
People. Those BBN Coolmore
those
people.
Those sleeper cells. You better watch
rocks.
It. Oh, by the way, I have confirmation from Keeneland Dan from Cronin's brother. He will do the pick six ticket for us.
Thank
he will make
God.
The selection.
I was so nervous about this.
No, we have. That'd be great. Fat Ball Guy Racing.
How did his picks do yesterday?
I did well. Oh, so I had a – man. So I'm with our guy Dominic from DraftKings, Mills.
Good guy.
Great guy.
Yeah.
In charge of VIP experiences, which I kept saying all day, how's this for a VIP experience?
All right, I expect you to top this now, Dominic.
Yeah. So – So what we had was a pick four going. Mm. Hit the first leg, you know, with about a five to two, but beat a four to five favorite.
Okay.
Hit the all button in the second race. 51-1 shot.
That 51-1 shot so, ruined me.
Okay.
But good for you.
I'm telling you a story about me.
I'm glad you hit the all button.
Yes. So we hit the all button. So we're looking in the third leg of the payouts.
I mean, you
don't know what the pick four is going to pay until you get to past the third leg. But the pick threes were all paying like on a dollar, like $5,000 and $3,000. So in my mind, I'm going, this could be a $20,000. And like the Irish guy's like, you might have the only ticket in the building in the track. That could be worth, you know, they're going crazy. And Dominic doesn't know anything about this stuff. He's like, what the hell? So I'm like, how do I hedge this? Because I'm looking at these payouts and they instantly go, all right, you go every – how many horses you got in the next race? And I said, we're spread three deep here, and we're like six deep in the last race. And I'm like, we got the three top favorites in this,
right.
And there's a total of nine horses. They go take
double?
They go take the six horses that you don't have, all on the double, and then if you're still live, you could still hedge because you're going to have so much money in play on win bets in the last race. And so I did the – basically, it was like an all-all. It was like a – you know, like – that's what I ended up doing. I ended up doing all-all, which was $100, and did it four times.
Okay.
And that ended up – you know, since we lost the third leg, it was like, damn. But, you know, it was a long shot there and like a 25-1 in the last race. So then the $100 ticket paid $375.
Wow. Okay.
So it was a good hedge.
Good hedge.
Good hedge, but man, for a moment.
You thought it was going to be big time.
Oh, my gosh. Thought we were going to have the biggest ticket I'd ever been a part of.
I did look at the Will Pays because I was out, you know, for that pick four because the 51-1 shot. And I was like, gosh, I wish I'd have hit the all button there. You know, like that would have just been amazing to be live after that. But
amazing. Yeah.
You know, it would have been awesome if you could have hit that and had a hedge. That would have been great.
Tech says, Drew, you didn't stay up to listen to Tay-Tay's new album. She wrote a song about Destin, Florida for you. Did not. Taylor Swift dropped her new album last night.
She wrote a song about Destin?
I guess so. And there's like extra tracks on it. There's like 31 tracks she released. So I have not heard any of it yet.
Wow. My daughter, Ren, is going to a party tonight.
And they're
going to
listen to it?
The entire party is to listen to the album.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's great.
13-year-old girls, and they're getting together, and there's going to be pizza and all sorts of stuff. And, yeah, she's going to the Taylor Swift album listening party in Santa Claus.
It just says, since you guys are experts on language during commercials, could you explain what they say during the duplicator sales commercial ad that you guys run? There's duplicator sales and service. Like, what do you need to know?
Which part?
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty clear.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Tech says, in Indiana, insurance doesn't pay for your windshield. I don't know.
I don't think it does. No.
You can call
in Indiana. I think us Hoosiers have to pay our deductible or something, or just pay direct. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's one of the bad things about living in Indiana.
Yeah. No longer God's country.
No longer God's country.
So let's you hop on in here. I'm trying to see what else I had. What else you got in your sheet of lies here?
Well, let me see here, because we obviously have the spring game tonight. I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, the offense being rebuilt. This is, you know, Tyler Shook obviously is the quarterback, but I want to see Colin Lacey. I want to see Ja'Cory Brooks. I want to see our running back situation. You know how that stable of guys looks. We're not fully our complement of tight ends is not fully in yet. Mark Andrews hasn't come in from San Diego State yet.
It's not the Ravens tight end. It's like Mark Andrews.
Mark Andrews. No God. What did I say? Mark Andrews.
I was like Mark Andrews. That's gonna be good.
Golly.
Man.
I went tight end and his name is Mark.
Okay, but it's not Mark Andrews.
San Diego State. Hang on. Let's make sure.
Redmond,
thank you. Mark Andrews. Yeah, we got Mark
That'll
Andrews.
Really help the offense, I'll tell you, if Mark Andrews has
Redmond,
some eligibility left.
Thank you, Chase. I knew his name was Mark. I was with Mark Andrews.
Like, wow.
Mark Redmond.
Man, be really good.
It's not here yet. So you're going to see that. And then also, you got to remember, there's a handful of guys that are coming in from transfer perspective that haven't yet arrived to campus because of their finishing up schoolwork or whatever. Yeah, so it's Louisville football. Text me. Redmond is his name.
But, if they can pull off Mark Andrews, that NIL amazing. Program is really something.
It's really doing some stuff over there in the 5-2 circle.
Yeah.
Mark, tight end.
Fantastic.
Went straight to Andrews. My bad.
Yes. All right. Let's think big, though. Think big. I like that. Right. Think big. Think big.
Mark could not come up with his last name after I said Andrews.
We got the draft next. I guess Garindo. Do we think anybody else is getting drafted? Where do we? Where
you
we
know,
on that one?
I think Jawar Jordan has a chance. Jarvis Brownlee lit up the Senior Bowl. And Jim Nagy actually tagged me in a tweet the other day saying he's rising up draft boards and stuff like that with his workouts and stuff. So I think Brownlee's going to get drafted. Garrido will get drafted. And I would draft Jamari Thrash. I don't know that I would draft him in the – he ran 4.5 in the 40. And
so that's not fast, right, for a receiver, is it? I don't know.
4.5 is good enough. I don't think it's – you're not blazing fast.
It's like, average.
Yeah. Tyler Hudson didn't get drafted. I think he ran like 4.6 plus. So – but I would have taken Hudson on an undrafted free agent contract and just see what I had there.
We know you would take every available card on a free agent.
No. I mean, not if I'm an NFL GM. I mean, I think Jamari Thrash is an NFL player. But I don't know where his – I don't know how they see him.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. And, like, Juwan Jordan has had a bunch of injuries, and the running back position is so weird in the NFL that I would take – I love Jaws. So, like, Jaws is one of my favorite backs of all time. The first six games of the year, I think I liked him more than I liked Bilal Powell when he was here. You know?
Like, yeah. You know, right. I mean, you're not wrong.
I was like, golly, crazy. This guy is incredible. So, that would be on my list. I wonder if Willie Tyler – will get like a shot as an undrafted free agent guy because he has the size and.
But Garrido will be the interesting one because of the freak nature of his combine workouts. I mean, and all that. I mean, somebody like that. You never know what, you know, when somebody sees those abilities, where they will, how they think they can utilize them.
Yeah. So I'm interested to see where that all falls. Is that next Thursday that starts?
Starts. Yes.
Thank God it's not Derby Week. I hate it when they have the draft on Derby Week.
Yeah.
We had the most players ever drafted during the Kentucky Derby. Like, we had 11 players drafted, and it was like
Thursday. Wasn't it Thursday, Friday? Was
it's like Thursday, but you're Thurby. We're all occupied
Look,
Thursday,
man,
Friday,
if they
Saturday.
Got that many guys getting drafted, I don't care. I'll miss it. I'll enjoy Thurby, all that. That means we had a pretty damn good team.
We did, and we did that year. Yeah. We really did. So, I think we're going to get 2 to 4.
Yeah.
Is where I think we'll be. And I hope it's 4.
Texas says, is the weather going to get better for spring game? Yeah, I mean, go on weather.com. Sun's going to be at about 1 o'clock, 62 degrees. Looking at about 66 by kickoff. Look, if this doesn't do it for you, Carchins, we're just never going to go to spring.
No.
I'm asking for an exemption because of the Kenny Chesney VIP experience that I've just been handed
that
down.
That I set up for you.
Yes, that you did. That Mark Blagerbaker gets – and David Wildy and
– and then the guys at Blue Chair Bay and RNDC, they've done an amazing job. And this has been actually a lot of work. So the Blue Chair Bay, our contact there, she left the company. And so we had this, like, transition period where it was like – Then Wildy put us back into contact. It all worked out wonderful. Big props to RNDC and Blue Chair Bay.
So I'm asking for the exemption on
You'll
spring
get it.
Game.
I give you the exemption.
Okay.
That's
what I need. I need the sheriff to grant me exemption. By the way, I met a guy, really an actual real life jailer yesterday. He's running for jailer in Franklin County.
Running for jailer?
Yes.
That's like an elected position?
Kentucky's one of the few states, apparently. That happens.
I would think that you would need to, like, go to class and, like, I mean, you could just throw anybody in jail, just throw away the key.
Well, that doesn't mean you can declare martial law and start arresting people.
I mean, I kind of like that idea.
I know you do.
I'm elected as jailer. I could throw you in jail.
No. That'd be a rather powerful position, don't you think?
Yeah. You know what? We missed a massive opportunity yesterday. What? We should have asked Jeff Brohm how he feels about weddings on a college football Saturday. Because Andrew Bosch in our office, his sister, is getting married on a college football Saturday.
What does he have to say for himself?
It's
unacceptable.
This is one of these things that I just cannot.
Unacceptable.
Yes, Andrew, your job is to be there on ESPN. So now she's
unacceptable.
She's threatening you with unemployment. Okay, because you have to be there. I'm sorry, you know. And how long has she really known this guy? All right,
I don't know.
Has she known him 2 years, 3 years, 4 years? Andrew's been a fan for 35 years. However old he is, he's showing real commitment. And then you go and do this.
He deserves better than this. Yeah.
And so I want to get the opinion of our head coach of where he falls on college football Saturday weddings because I feel like we need a decree. This cannot continue to happen, and everybody's all, it's just one Saturday. It's just one Saturday, and then you get 9 fall wedding invitations, all on different Saturdays. It's not one Saturday. Y'all are booking up the whole freaking calendar. Stop it. It's terrorism.
Taylor has a new album, but Mark's Greatest Hits is still rocking and rolling right here. We're over here at Neil Huffman on the Dixie. You can stop on by here this morning. I mean, we should probably tell caller Nate when we're going to be doing the shows over here. That should be like standard policy moving forward. Apologize.
Come into his territory.
Yeah, he always wakes up and you're like, y'all should have told me. I'm like, well, yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, it's
probably
like,
should have.
We need to do that. We're in the land of Nate, and we should not come over here undeclared.
And it's a derby time, so Liquor Barn, I know, has everything over there right now. I mean, this is go time for Liquor Barn.
This is go time, and they are the official retailer for cigars of Churchill Downs, but also they have the exclusive Kentucky Derby 150 cigar, and it's from Romeo and Juliet, and it's a really, really nice cigar. If you're into that, you can get them out the track, but if you're not going to go out to the track, you can have everything delivered to your house, or you can pick it up there. Derby glasses, mint juleps, bourbon, the mint julep mixes, you know, the pre-mixed stuff. But if you want the simple syrup, if you want to mix it yourself, they have all that. They are even going to have the mint on Derby Week. So, you know, you can go over there and get it all, and I think they're going to have programs. I think they're going to have programs.
That's sometimes a thing.
Sometimes it's a not thing. I think they're going to have programs. So check over there if you want an Oaks program or a Derby program and you want to have those for your Derby party. They have them. They're going to have
them. Don't they always have them? Supply issues.
Sometimes
there's
a supply thing or a printer thing.
I get it. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know all those
logistics. You don't want to overpromise. I got it.
Exactly.
I got it.
But I believe that's the plan. And so, the big thing is they're going to have the official cigar of the Kentucky Derby. It's got a wrap on it, Kentucky Derby Churchill Downs wrap on it, and it, you know, some people might want it as a keepsake for this.
Love it,
amazing. Love I wouldn't it. Keep a cigar though. I'd smoke.
Yeah, I'll just be around people that do. I'm fine to do that. So,
what are you going to do at Kenny Chesney? You're going to be at Kenny Chesney on 420.
I'm probably not going to do that.
You do a gummy?
No, I'm fine. I'll enjoy. Just because it's 420 to me, I start to pick up another bad habit. I got enough bad habits,
Mark. You take the total CB gummies.
Yeah, I do that. Yeah.
Yeah,
but I take it to go to sleep.
Well, they have the stuff that keeps you awake.
What's Adderall?
No, it's called indica. It's like it's a type that keeps you awake.
No, I don't need to be experimenting with experimental drugs. No,
it's not experimental.
You're a pusher. Stop.
No, I'm just saying.
Stop pressuring me, Mark.
You're going to be at a musical event.
Mom, Mark's pressuring me.
Outside. Great.
Look, you can talk me into a lot right about now. All right. So, I mean, if you say I have to get the
no, you don't.
Then okay.
No, you must do heroin.
It's kind of
go to this concert.
Oh, well, he got the good tickets, but had to develop a really bad drug habit to go along with it. It's not worth it. Don't take tickets from Blanket Baker. It's a deal with the devil. All right. We will continue along here. 267-9680 is our number to get in. UPS Jobs text line 437-9680. We'll take care of that as well here as we go along. Louisville Furniture, that's where I have four pieces of furniture in my house. That's where you can go as well. Guys, we're allowed to make decisions in the household. We often do make the decisions. You know, we work together. Oh, no, men don't make any decisions. It's all women to make decisions.
Yeah.
No, we have brains. People talk about it together, husband and wife.
Group
this is what we're going to do. And despite what Madison Avenue and some lazy ad agencies, you know, there's some good ones, but a lot of them are lazy. They just go, well, all right, we're going to do this, and they think it's a math equation. And that's why most people are stunned when our advertising partners are like, wow, this really works.
This really works.
It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So, for example, Louisville Furniture, a lot of guys have gone in there and said, hey, this is where it told me to go. And you go in there and you see it's great furniture that could be in your home. None of this, oh, yeah, you like that, it'll be ready in 6 weeks. Supply issues, it'll be 8 weeks. No, none of that. It's there. It could be in your home. It's Louisville Furniture online, LouisvilleFurnitureKY.com.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
People
let me tell you about my best friend. He's a warm-hearted person who loves me till the end.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
That is funny. Yes, right now, Mark Blankenbaker is my best friend because he has got me hooked up for this this Getty Chesney concert down in Tampa that apparently has a VIP party the night before. So I'm rapidly trying to change and up my travel plans.
It's going
to
be awesome.
Up the urgency on it right now. So.
Definitely. So it's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. It's going to be great fun.
What's your favorite Chesney song? Do you have one?
Oh, gosh. Like picking your favorite child, Mark. I don't know. I mean, summertime. I don't know. I go back. There's too many. I'd have to come up with my power rankings.
Power rankings.
I don't know. I don't know if I have to think about that.
I guess I got to listen to this Taylor Swift album now and pick a favorite song off that, you know?
I guess so. Yeah. You know? Because we were looking for that in the break, right? That's what you were trying to.
You wrote a song about where she mentions a timeshare in Destin, Florida. Which, you know, I'm like,
when she hanging out in Destin, yeah.
Why does she have a timeshare?
I don't think Taylor Swift has a timeshare. I'm pretty sure. Probably symbolism is my guess. It's just a hunch.
Yeah.
We'll that's funny. We'll talk to you here if you want to get in 267-9680. UPS Jobs text line 437-9680. Check some of that. There says, my wife and I got married outdoors in August heat because the next available date was a Saturday during football season.
There you go. Well done. Your service is appreciated.
Let's see. I don't trust some of the words coming down there.
Okay.
Right.
Trying to get got? Is that what's happening?
Well, no. Okay. Yeah. The whatever you were saying about your drug knowledge may be that you were saying. What'd you call it? Indica.
Yeah.
That puts you to sleep.
One of them.
It's in the
couch.
One,
yeah. Oh, in the couch. And is it sativa that keeps you?
Somebody
up?
Says sativa is
sativa's
a
the
you
one
go.
That keeps you.
Drug
yeah,
problems.
Yeah,
there
yeah,
we
yeah.
go.
I talk to the people at Total CBD. They're the ones who know about all this stuff.
The guy who said he's never done a drug is pushing gummies on Diener.
No, I do the gummies to put me to sleep sometimes. It definitely helps on a night where you know that you have to go to sleep at a certain time or your day's going to be ruined. I'll take a gummy before that.
The text says, are you going to be doing your show from the – go ahead, Chase.
Do the CBD gummies count as a drug?
No, the CBD – no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, so you haven't done any drugs, Mark. There you go.
I've never done an illegal drug. I can tell you that. Never done anything illegal.
That's fair.
Yeah. Texas says new Taylor Swift song with Post Malone is really good.
Texas says hear all these.
Yeah,
let's have a breakdown.
You've got a party tonight to go to. You mean
no?
You'll,
I'm not.
You'll
going
have
to.
It.
My daughter's going. I'm not going to that party. No way. I'm not allowed. I'm not invited.
Yeah. Well, time's tough.
Kidding me? Like, what are you doing here, weirdo?
Yeah,
hanging out with a bunch of 13-year-old girls. No way.
To reset some of the things we talked about a little bit earlier. They've got Pat Kelsey's got himself a big man, Ali Khalifa, and he is the guy that was he was at BYU, right?
I mean, yeah, he was a Mark Pope player.
Yeah,
and we got him. And so,
but we're all a little skeptical. We're like, hey,
on
hang
one
on.
Hand, I'm really excited.
Hang on, is this guy? And he's not. Yeah, he's not going to play for a year. He's just going to watch and observe. No, I mean, he's
super strange.
Just reading from the Crawford article here that he'll sit out the upcoming season to heal a knee injury. 6'11" from Egypt, played his first two seasons at Charlotte before transferring to BYU. You know, 5 points, 3 rebounds. 4 assists per game, so he's a good passing big man. So it sounds like that seems like that's what we're going to see out of the five men in this offense, that you're not going to have. I mean, Brandon Huntley Hadfield probably would not have been a fit here. You know, I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Is it one of those things where you're Jeff Brom and you're using what you have? You know, but I think
when you're constructing your basketball roster, though, if you have the ability to make
it as you see fit.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. But, you know, I definitely think that having a passing big man in this offense is something that you're going to want. You know, not a hub-and-spoke type thing, but to get it down there and then to kick it back out the shooters, turn around, score, get fouled. But also defend and rebound. I mean, that's what we see with Scott. He looks like a like he can be a really great defender for us down there in the paint. So I think he needs to get a little bit bigger, but he's a young player, and they can work on that. But no, I think that's probably in the style of what Pat Kelsey would like to have at for his five-man in the paint for the future.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's – I mean, I think Kentucky, when they play, they're going to shoot a lot of threes. There's going to be a lot of shots going up over there.
So if we have an over-under of three-pointers made in the game, that's a bet that you might want to track? Is that what you think?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah. No, like for Louisville basketball and like Kentucky basketball, you know, is that some – would you set it at – nine made a game.
What I know is, if you're thinking about doing that during the NBA playoffs, you can do that at FanDuel. Now you can go get the FanDuel app. If you haven't signed up for it yet, you're going to be able to get $150 in bonus bets when you sign up. Go to FanDuel.com/DrewD. That's FanDuel.com/DrewD, and you're going to be able to get those $150 in bonus bets after placing your first $5 bet over there with FanDuel.com/DrewD. And then, again, so whether it's over, under three-pointers, whether it's, you know, again, whatever your, you know, your bet of choice is, they're going to have it for you over there at FanDuel. Again, FanDuel.com/DrewD. You'll find out more about that. And, you know, they're going to, whether it's NBA, NHL, now we got the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. Well, actually, it's NBA Finals Stanley Cup Final. So there's one singular, one's plural. Don't know why they're different, but just, you know, it's correct.
Stanley Cup playoffs.
No. It's the Stanley Cup, but when you get to the finals, it's the Stanley Cup final.
Okay.
And it's the NBA finals.
So until you get to the final, they are the playoffs.
They're the playoffs, yes.
It's not playoff, no S.
Right.
But they just take the S off.
In the final. Don't know why.
There are multiple games of final.
You can take it up with the NHL, right?
I'm just confused.
What's confusing?
No, I just want to know why they go final and not finals.
Take it up with Lord Stanley.
Like, I could see Game 7 being final.
Take it up with the NHL. Got to be 21 or older. Present in Kentucky. First online real money wager. Only $10 first deposit required. Bonuses issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. And then call Lord Stanley's family and see why the hell they
just
call it the
know.
Final and not the finals when they get that far.
Know
don't know why.
Rationale. I mean, I'm not. It's not. It doesn't offend me. I'm not upset about it. I just want to know the rationale. That's all.
You know, I write your congressman. I don't
Is
know.
There anybody you want me to report back to on the spring game? Since you're not going to be there tonight, you're going to be down there with Uncle Cracker.
Yeah. Just. Tell me how it looks. Is it televised? I was trying to find anything on – is there anything on the Go Cards page? Have I just missed, like, the – I was just trying
well,
to find,
Well, I know
like,
we have it on 93.9 The Bill.
Yeah,
Jody Demling and all that stuff. We're going to have that, but I don't know. I assume it's going to be on the ACC Network at some point. I don't know if it's going to be live.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to find any, like, just time gates open, all that stuff. If somebody has that, it'd be lovely to
sure.
have.
I'm excited to see, like, Jahlil Skinner. You know, at tight end, you know, I think he's one of those guys that could really be a big player for us at the tight end position. I think tight end in general was an area that we really lacked last year, and it started to develop later in the year with like Karuski and some of those guys, and then obviously the freshman that we had last year looked, you know, started to develop late. And I want to see how he looks as a sophomore. I want to see that, and I really want to see the secondary. Obviously, we know Quincy Riley's back and is awesome. He would be one of those guys getting drafted next week if he had gone to the draft. But we got lit up against USC.
Yeah.
USC was like, we're throwing on these guys. And Quincy Riley was the only guy that looked like he belonged out there in our secondary that night. And, you know, I Corey Thornton is a guy I think that can play from UCF. I'm anxious to see him. There's a young kid from North Carolina, Tayon Holloway, who I think is extremely athletic. And then, like, Marcus Washington, guys that were in the system last year. Aaron Williams, the freshman from St. Bosco that had to sit out with a knee injury last year. I want to see how all those guys come along. So it's going to be I'm excited to see all those guys.
Okay.
You know, some of the new players.
Yeah, I mean, and you this is down in the nitty gritty for you. You love this. I mean, I would just go, how'd the quarterback look? You know, that's pretty much like where I go on that. Like, all right, with the quarterback, how'd Shuck look? Is he good? Text says it's on the ACC Network.
Okay, good.
So, yeah, I guess we'll be there. That's really I'd just like to be able to see the offense run. And
it's a totally new offense.
Yeah, but the way he'd like to run it with the tight ends, you know, and with a quarterback that hopefully can throw it better than Plummer, who, you know.
Plummer was okay.
He was okay. I mean, that's the thing. He wasn't.
And we won 10 games.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
Yeah.
We didn't have Teddy Bridgewater or Lamar Jackson or Brian Brohm. We had Jack Plummer, who was fine. But, like, where would you put Jack? Like, if
well,
you
that's a great question. I don't know.
Because on one hand, he won 10 games.
Right. But on the other hand, you feel like, well, he could have won 11 if he hadn't thrown the Pittsburgh game. You know?
Right.
Could've but won, also at the Pittsburgh game, some things were off his he's a very difficult guy to, like, place historically because he has an accomplishment that no one has on their resume, but played in the ACC championship game.
Although Teddy would have done that if we were in the ACC.
Maybe.
I mean,
maybe.
I do.
I think probably, yeah. But...
But Lamar
really
did play
know.
In the ACC and did not play in the ACC championship game. You know, he had several chances at it. Now, he was going up against Deshaun Watson, and it was a totally different era. It was like trying to beat Clemson during that period was just like felt like it was impossible. But he almost did. I don't know. Like, I don't put him in the upper tier. He's not Jeff Brohm, Brian Brohm, Teddy Bridgewater.
But, yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's very, very difficult to sort of place on – You know, like an historical.
Yeah. He's not Ragone LaFours.
No.
I think he was better than, like, Froman and Burke, you know, so probably above those guys.
Yeah, I would say those guys.
You know, and I like those guys a lot, but they were limited too. I think Jack Plummer is above average college quarterback level, but as in terms of replacement, he is at replacement level if you have a good quarterback system, if you're Jeff Brohm and you're attracting top-level targets. We entertained a lot of quarterbacks, as I've heard after the fact, like just talking to people around the program about the different quarterbacks. But they went to Shuck early.
Yeah.
And there were even opportunities after Shuck committed that they passed on because they felt so good about him. So that gives me a lot of confidence about where they are with him. And what they think they have, he's a veteran player. The injuries can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar Jackson, he didn't finish 2 years in a row in the NFL, and then last year won the MVP.
Hunter Cantwell. Where would you put him versus Hunter Cantwell? That's a good one.
Huh. I actually think they're very – Hunter Cantwell had a bigger arm than Jack. But he was all over the place.
Yeah.
And then when he was putting it on a dime to Mario Urrutia in the Gator Bowl, Urrutia was dropping it. I'm like, golly. I don't know. That's a good one. They're right there. I think Hunter and Jack are right there.
By the way, thank you, Lottie. We got parking lots open at 2 today. The Alley opens at 3, Mark Blankenbaker. Street Fest 4:30. The gates themselves open at 6. 2-hour game, running clock in the second half until the last minute. 9 timeouts. 15-minute halftime.
Okay.
You want to know the scoring here?
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm texting you something important.
Okay. scoring, offense, touchdown, 6 points, PAT, 1, 2 points. Okay, that's defensive stop, 2 points, 3 and out, 3 points, turnover, 5 points, touchdown, 7 points for the defense. Free parking and admission. We got food trucks and drinks for purchase at the Alley. We got the spring game posters available at Street Fest in the Alley. Sections 101 to 125 open on the east side of the stadium. Gates 1, 2, 3, 4 east and west 5 open. And suites also open, but the club sections are closed.
So
you've got that going on.
Well, we can still go up in suites.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, from Wildy. If they tell Diener to meet at a specific gate before the show, he cannot be late. Okay, yes.
Or they won't let you.
I will do what I am told. People don't think that I can do that. I can. When that's on the line, I can do that.
No, I mean, you've proven it. Don't be late or you're not going to be with us over the walkover. Okay. Got it.
Left a date to
you
do
left
that.
A date?
Yeah, an out-of-town date.
Did you ever go on another date with her after that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know if that is.
Turns out it's a move. I did have to make that decision. Clint said you got to be there on time, or we're going without you.
Playing hard against a strategy,
man.
Playing hard against a strategy. There's something about it.
Maybe it's a thing. I don't know. I wouldn't try it in the regular, but you know, Hey, why not?
It worked out that time.
It did.
I was like, did that end that relationship entirely, or did that move on after that?
Yeah, wasn't bad. All right, we'll continue along here. 267-9680. We are out here at Neil Huffman on the Dixie. And, again, this is Volkswagen, Subaru, and Mazda, where you can come on by it and find out some of the great deals they've got going on right now. They've got 1.9% APR for up to 36 months on new select Mazda models like the CX-5 and the CX-50. And, you know, we got the oil change special right now, $49.95, full synthetic oil change and tire rotation. That's until April 30th. You got to mention us. That's a Friends of Diener discount. You got to mention ESPN Louisville to receive that. It's an FOD discount. So $49.95 synthetic oil change and tire rotation. And when you purchase a new or used car, they've got the 36-month or 36,000 miles comprehensive service plan that eliminates concerns about oil changes, tire rotation, brake inspection. You know what your car is going to cost for 3 years right there when you make that purchase. So check out their inventory right now. If you think about trading in or selling your car, you can do that as well. Go to neilhuffman.com/trade to get your vehicle quote. You know what you did? Did you do that? Do you remember that? You got the quote for selling your little car?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I got my quote. Sold it.
Yeah, right here.
Yeah,
so
it took like 45 minutes tops.
That's awesome.
Finish.
That's
awesome.
Great. So that's what they got going on. We will we will play Jeff Brohm. We will redo that, replay that interview in the next hour. So, Chase, you'll have to time that out for us when we have to time.
Yeah.
We have to get out. So.
Half an hour. It's a half an hour.
Yeah, that's what it is. All right. Hour number three straight ahead.